Good morning. These past weeks of Lent, we have been walking with Jesus as he moves closer to Jerusalem, the place of his persecution, passion, and death on the cross at the hands of his own people, whom he loves. As we approach the end of our own Lenten journey, Thomas extends to us this invitation in today's gospel. Let us also go to die with him. The apostle is encouraging us to continue to die to our old self, take up our crosses, and come and follow Christ daily through the end of Lent, into the joy of Easter, and beyond. Even if the path leads us somewhere that we are uncomfortable going, we trust that everything will be okay because Jesus is with us. And so let us go and die with Jesus so that we may rise with him to new life. To our elects and candidates sitting over there, I ask you this: are you prepared to go to die with Jesus? I was in your shoes 16 years ago, preparing for the sacraments of initiation and to come into full communion with the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I yearn for the Eucharist, to receive the body of Christ given up for us, and to drink from the cup of salvation, the blood of Christ, poured out for us for the forgiveness of our sins. My heart aches to come to the altar of the Lord, where spirit and matter kiss, where heaven and earth embrace. That is what awaits you all at the Easter Vigil, when you come home to Rome. However, before you can taste the sweetness of heaven on earth, you must complete your preparation. This weekend is the third and final scrutiny. And while the scrutinies are for the elects and candidates, these special rites should remind the rest of us of God's desires for us to go from sin to repentance, from thirst to satisfaction, from illness to health, from darkness to light, and from death to new life. As I reflected on the scrutiny year A readings, the Holy Spirit put in my heart the virtues of faith, hope, and charity that I believe are interwoven into the gospel stories of Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well, his healing of the man blind from birth, and Christ's raising of Lazarus from the dead. Faith, help us to believe in God, in all that he has to say and reveal to us, that the Holy Church proposes for us to believe, because God is truth. We respond to God with faith. The woman at the well did not know who Jesus was, but she yearned for the living water that he had to offer. She responded to Christ with faith, saying, "Sir, give me this water." And when Jesus revealed that he is the Messiah, the Christ, she responded with faith that moved her to invite others to come see Jesus. We hear that many Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word that of the woman who testified about him. We learn from the woman at the well how we should respond to God's revelation with faith that leads others to encounter Jesus so that they too may come to believe in him. Hope helps us to place our trust in Christ's promises because he is the way and the truth and the life. Saint Theophilus of Antioch wrote that God is seen by those who have the capacity to see him. All have eyes, but some have eyes that are shrouded in darkness, unable to see the light of the sun. If we live in purity and holiness and justice, we may see God. But before all, faith and fear of God must take the first place in our hearts. Before Jesus healed the man blind from birth, he told his disciples that he is the light of the world. And then he made clay with saliva, anointed a man's eyes, and after the man washed, his eyes were open. He was able to see the light of the world. Jesus not only healed the man's physical blindness, he opened the man's eyes of faith, to faith, so that he might have hope. He becomes God's witness, testifying to others, "I was blind, and now I see." Like him, may hope move us to tell Jesus that we believe in the Son of Man and worship him as Lord and God of our life. Charity, help us to love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves for love of God. There's no greater love than God's love for us, and no better friend than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. St. John wrote that we love because God loved us first. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. In today's gospel, Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Martha responds, saying, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus desires this of us. It is in his prayer to the Father, "Because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." This is our Lenten journey, to repent and turn away from temptation and sin, and to turn to God and believe in the gospel. Jesus is the living water that washes away our sins and renews us and strengthens us in faith. The waters of baptism from which we were all baptized is a spring of water welling up to eternal life, that we can come back as often as we need to die to our old self, our bad habits and addictions. Take up our crosses daily and come and follow Christ. Jesus is the light of the world that dispels the darkness and brings us hope. We should not be afraid to let Christ shine his light into the deepest recesses of our burdened hearts or the darkest places of our messy lives. Jesus is the only way for us to escape the snares of the devil and be healed and reconciled with the Father. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If we are dead spiritually because of sin, then Jesus can transform our sins and help us to live lives of virtue. In doing so, Christ resurrects our spiritual life and breathes his Spirit into our lives so that what was once dead in us is renewed in Christ. Jesus came to free us from slavery to sin and temptation so that we can love God above all and see each other with eyes of charity. My sisters and brothers in Christ, to believe in God is to have faith in God. To have faith in God is to hope in God. To hope in God is to love God. And when we love God, Jesus promises that we will live. We will never die. Let us believe with faith so that we have hope to love as we should, as God intended us to love. These are not only lessons that we learn from Jesus when we open our mind's eyes to the richness and beauty of our Catholic faith, but truths that we embrace in our hearts because God is love. Christ is our hope, and the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith. And so let us accept Thomas's invitation with gratitude and praise in our hearts and go to die with Jesus so that we may rise with him to new life.